Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We are diving into a little series here all about health and wellness. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about what really goes into wellness, right? What is it all about? What creates really the ultimate health of you as a whole human, right? Not just the physical component, but really understanding how it relates to your emotional, your mental, and ultimately your spiritual health, and tying all of that back to your day-to-day life. So sit back, enjoy, and we're going to be diving all into really first the physical aspect of what health actually looks like and what goes into that.
Now, this is a really important concept because I think, especially in America, for some reason, we like to compartmentalize things to like a really silly degree. Like when we think about health, a lot of times we only think about this physical aspect, but remember that all of these components that we're going to go over today, they're all tied into each other. They all kind of need each other and they build on each other. And you can't really have one without the other, right? I mean, it's super tough to get into physical health if you're not emotionally healthy. And we'll go over all of these things, right? It's hard to have mental health when you don't have physical health, and spiritual health can't really be taken care of unless you have everything else. So today we're also going to be really cementing, hopefully in your mind, that this whole deal about getting as healthy as you can and really focusing in on your wellness encompasses all parts of you and all parts of your life, even and maybe even especially the parts of your life that you think have nothing to do with your health. So especially if you have left your health to like the back burner, or maybe you're starting to get into the health game, or you're realizing that your health isn't exactly where you want it to be, please listen to this whole episode so that you can really make the most out of your health journey and set yourself up to have the greatest possible results in the shortest amount of time, all the while feeling the absolute best you can throughout this whole thing. Now, physical health is like the simplest one to kind of understand in terms of like the what to do, right? You already know, work out, do something. You got to sweat like at least 3 times a week for at least 30 minutes. That's like the minimum. Also, get up and move around throughout the day. Get a standing desk, right? When you slow down and you sit down like that, your body breaks down 1/3 of the calories as its resting metabolism. And it breaks down 40% of the fats it normally does instead of 90% of what it normally does. Your body just doesn't do anything when you're sitting down. That's one of the reasons why if you sit down for long enough, you start getting tired, your body shuts down, right? So get up as often as you can. If you can get yourself a standing desk or just walk around every hour, just get the blood moving, right? But you already know that stuff. You already know you should eat stuff. That's good for you. Eat kale. You know that. That's not you. Stop eating McDonald's so much. You know that. What you might not know is how physical health goes into like everything else in your life. You know, it's really interesting that people will come to me and say like, oh, my business is breaking down and I don't know what to do. And one of the things I'll ask them is, okay, well, how's your health? You say, oh, my health isn't all that important to me. Help me with my business. I'll say, yeah, well, here's the thing. Your body doesn't operate on air, okay? Your thoughts don't come from a magical place in the universe. They come from your brain that's inside your body. And just like any other machine, it needs juice. It needs energy. Like you wouldn't go to a car and ask me, why isn't your car driving as fast as possible when you haven't given it gas, or when you've given it shitty gas, or when you don't take care of the engine and you don't do any maintenance on it? That's a ridiculous concept. Even if you don't know how cars work, you know more than just to say that kind of silly shit. But yet still, every once in a while, I'll get someone say, oh, I'm not performing well in and my business or my relationships are falling apart. And yet they say that, you know, they eat fast food all the time. They don't work out. Or they don't sleep. Well, how do you expect yourself to show up as well as you can when you don't treat your engine like you should, right? So physical health is like the basis for everything. Want to perform even better? Give your brain the nutrients it needs to think sharp, right? To have memory working as it should, to be creative, to think as fast as you can, to have the resilience that you need in order to go through tough times. Want to have the best relationship you can possibly be? Be healthy, right? That way, by the way, here's an interesting statistic, right? A lot of studies have shown that when you eat the wrong kinds of fats and when your diet is out of whack, it can increase your chances of developing major depression by up to 44%. That's crazy, right? So you think, oh, how could eating affect my relationships? Oh, it can totally affect your relationship, right? When you eat really good food that makes you feel amazing, that helps you feel amazing and like stay energetic and motivated in your life, well, chances are you're going to have even better relationships, right? So this physical health component is, I see it as like the foundation for everything else. The way that you treat your body is the way that you're going to treat everything else in your life. Treat your physical body with love and care and affection. Love yourself. Give yourself the right nutrients. Give yourself the right juice, the right gas. And you're going to do the same thing for all other areas of your life. It's so important.
Love this. Yeah, it's huge. And the correlation and just the interconnectedness between your mental, your emotional, and your physical health. This is, it's quite the topic. Because you start to realize very, very quickly that, again, coming more so from a background of competing in, or training to compete in bikini competitions and working with a lot of clients in many different fields of health and nutrition, you start to realize that even when you're at the peak of your physical health, if you haven't taken care of the emotional baggage, your physical health won't be as relevant because your emotional baggage is weighing on your physical health. And what I mean when I say that is, I've had plenty of clients who have been incredible. Like, they've been basically WBFF pros. So they've earned their pro card in bikini competitions or other types of fitness shows. And they are the epitome of what health and fitness should look like. But they have this incredible emotional baggage because they're so lacking the self-love and the worthiness and the enoughness factors that go with that. So it's understanding that it's not just about having one that's going to lead to the other. It's understanding that you need to take care of all of these parts of you and that they're all interconnected. So if you've optimized your physical fitness, fantastic. You've optimized your physical health, amazing. And if you're still finding that you're not able to perform and or execute at the level that you would like to, then it's time to look into maybe one of the other areas and see where perhaps there are some gaps, whether it's in your emotional and or your mental health.
Yeah. And in there as well, having your body feeling good helps you eliminate your emotional baggage, right? Like, when I'm super tired, it's hard for me to think. And when I'm really sleep deprived, I tend to get frustrated, or I can be moody. I can be kind of negative. And it's not because I am a negative person. It's not because I'm interpreting things the wrong way. It's my body having a panic attack, you know, letting me know that, hey, slow down. Things are not right. We're not happy. But when you're trying to have your emotional system be totally healthy, then it really is important to have your body on the same team, right? So you're eating the right foods. So your body feels good, right? So you feel good. So you feel good about yourself. And so you start seeing life in a very different way, right? Like, you know, when you're super sick, how easy is it to be positive? Kind of tough, right? So when you're feeling great, it's even easier to feel positive. So when you're getting rid of that emotional baggage and trying to be really emotionally healthy, it's really important to have that physical component in place. But also when you're trying to get your physical component in place, it's really important to be emotionally happy. Because how many times have you had it when you're like, all right, I'm going to make this change. I'm going to, you know, stop eating sugar or stop drinking so much. I'm going to sleep more. I'm going to stick to this diet. I'm going to go on intuitive eating. And then you have a day where you feel really triggered. Someone said something really hurtful, or you broke up with someone, or something really scary happened at work or something happened, right, to throw you off your game, how many times have you gone to like, F it, I'm going to go drink, or F it, I'm going to eat this entire cheesecake, right? And it throws you off of your consistency. Like, fuck it, I'm not going to go to the gym today. Why? Because I feel like shit and I hate everybody, right? I've had those days. You got to clear your emotional baggage there, right? That's like healing the emotional wounds that will trigger you, throw you off of your commitments to yourself. So when you do that emotional clearing work, and by the way, we have episodes about emotions and emotional clearing and the importance of that, what baggage is, way back in the first maybe 15 episodes. So take a look there. If these terms are new to you, go check them out. You'll get some clarity on it. But these emotional baggage prevents you from showing up as powerfully as you possibly can in life because your unconscious mind wants to keep you safe. Emotional baggage is really just your unconscious mind seeing threats in the world, many more threats than there could be. And you respond to it emotionally. So the less baggage you've got, the easier it is to be consistent, the easier it is to make intuitively positive decisions for yourself, the easier it is to go to the gym even when you're tired or even when you're not feeling that great. And it really links in because when you have the physical consistency to do what's right for your body, then you have the emotional consistency that comes from dropping your emotional baggage. I mean, can you see how good that has got to feel, right? How stable you feel, how positive you feel. And you start building momentum, very serious momentum, to feeling even better every single day. And it's incredible when those two things link up.
Oh, I love this topic. It really is understanding too, especially if you're a high performer. Again, whether you're an entrepreneur or you own your own business or you're just in corporate and you're somebody who needs to show up powerfully, oftentimes it can be very easy to undermine our physical health and survive off of caffeine and all the other things. But the truth is, and I'm sure you've probably experienced this, I know for a damn fact I have, when you're not taking care of your physical health, right, and you're pushing yourself probably a little bit more than you should be, you're not thinking nearly as clearly. The quality of your work goes down. It plummets. It really does. And that's just because you're not taking care of the vehicle that is your body. And if you don't have the nutrients at a basic level, then obviously you're not going to be able to process or to operate nearly as well as you could if you were to take care of that. So what Dan's talking about here is, number one, taking care of your physical health from the perspective of knowing that the more that you optimize your physical health, the higher capacity you'll have to operate at a higher emotional and cognitive level. Meaning, if you're treating your body, let's say 50% of what you could be, right? You're operating off of 50% of the energy because you're only eating half the time or your diet's off or whatever the case may be. That means you only have 50% of your ability mentally and emotionally to show up for the rest of your life. So it starts to become really apparent how slowing down and taking care of your physical health and saying, wow, I need to get the right nutrients. I need to drink enough water, sleep, whatever those aspects are for you. And again, it's going to be different for everyone. When I optimize my physical health, holy cow, number one, you probably are going to feel a lot better emotionally, right? Because your body is not in this fight or flight mode and it's not stressed out 24/7. We'll get into that in one of the future episodes when we talk about adrenal fatigue, but really understanding that, great, now that my body is functioning appropriately, I actually feel better for the most part, unless there's some deeper inner child wounds. And really what happens there is basically when your nervous system realizes that it's safe and that it's okay and there's not as much stress, this is usually when the emotional baggage comes up. Because your nervous system starts to feel like, oh, okay, it's safe for me to now go ahead and bring up these old wounds or these old things that haven't been healed yet now that I'm not worrying about all these other things, right? And so oftentimes, what's really interesting is when people start to take better care of their health, they start to feel different emotions and they start to actually have the ability to think about those things. And that's your body really trying to process and heal, similar to what Dan's talking about, the emotional baggage that may have been left behind or may not have been dealt with previously. And as you start to work through those components, you dive into your mental health, where you really are able to operate at such a higher level. You're able to think quicker. The creativity just completely expands, and your ability to perform, whether it's in business, life, relationships, any aspect, is going to increase exponentially. So it really is, it's one of my favorite topics to really take the time to look at how you're showing up in each of these areas of your life, right? In your physical, your emotional, and your mental health. And then finally, for those of you that believe in a God or higher power or the universe or whatever you call it, starting to look at how that impacts your spiritual health. Because at the end of the day, the truth is you can really only grow your spiritual health to the capacity of which you've elevated your mental, your emotional, and your physical health, right? Because that's what you have to operate from. And so using these core components first really allows you to expand at such a higher level everywhere else.
Sure. So let's look at these interactions in yet another way, right? So when you have, let's look at the sort of darker side of what happens if you don't have your emotional health on track. When you're really stressed out, when you're in the middle of anxiety, is it easier or harder for you to think, right? It kind of ruins your ability to think clearly. And it kind of screws up your memory and your focus. And it can make you overlook things, not notice things, or read things wrong even. I mean, how many times have you had it when you were so kind of worked up that you read a text message completely wrong? Like it was never even written there, but you read it and it just went into your mind a certain way and you just went off on it. I know I've done it many times. So you need that emotional health so that you can think clearly. Not just that, but when you have emotional health, it allows you to consider all options. Remember that emotional baggage comes from your mind trying to protect you, trying to keep you out of trouble, out of harm's way. But what happens if you have baggage that's preventing you from seeing opportunities because you're misinterpreting them as threats, or you aren't seeing solutions because you think they might be too risky or too dangerous? Or maybe if your emotional baggage is keeping you stuck inside of your comfort zone, even without you knowing it, so that you're not even considering all of the possibles, well, then you can't possibly be thinking at your highest level because you're cutting things out. You're not looking at 100% of the data, 100% of the possibilities or opportunities. And so you need your emotional health in order to be able to fully take advantage of your mental health. Now, like Sophie was saying, once you get through all this, then you can really tap into your spiritual health. Because spiritual health is one of those really interesting things because you can't necessarily always see it, right? That's why a lot of people don't believe in that, because you can't see it. You can't touch spirit, really, right? What does spirit taste like or smell like or look like, right? You don't really know, but you certainly know what physical health looks like. You know what it feels like to be unhealthy, and you hopefully knows what it feels like to be healthy. Right? We all know what it feels like to be emotionally frazzled or calm and in control and at peace. We all know what it's like to sit there and stare at a laptop screen and think like, I can't think of a fucking word. I don't know what I'm doing, and have an hour go by without you writing anything. We all know what that's like. We also know what it's like to sit down and just have, it's like seeing the Matrix, right? You just know everything. I can understand everything. I can solve all problems. Greatness just oozes through me, into my fingers, through and online, on social media or whatever I'm writing, right? We all know what that feels like. But like, you know, spiritual health, that's a little bit more vague. And so you kind of need the first three components to be handled, because otherwise your mind will be distracted by them. It'll go to the things that are the most immediately obvious and the most jarring. But I consider myself a fairly spiritual person. My spiritual health is very important to me. And I do know what it feels like to be in flow or out of flow, but it's tricky. I know what it feels like to be connected and not connected. And it sometimes, I'm not exactly sure, right? Because of just how vague it is. But I do think that spiritual health is really important for us, because I include the search for identity as part of spiritual health. Knowing who you are, knowing why you were born, finding meaning in your life and finding connection within yourself, within other people, and within you to life itself. I think these things are critical for our fulfillment, for our happiness, for our progress. I mean, I use spirituality as a business growth tool. I attribute it to growing a multi six-figure business off of literally nothing, like no marketing at all. Not just no budget. I mean, no marketing, period. And I just wouldn't have this life without my spirituality. But I know that I need to be physically healthy, emotionally healthy, and mentally healthy in order to get the most out of my spiritual game, in order to sit down and meditate, or really get the most out of working with an energy healer, or have my mind be open enough to think about grand topics, these huge things, as like, why am I here? You know, what's my purpose? Am I living it? Who am I really? How can I delve into my identity? So you need everything. But I hope you're starting to see how when you do have everything, what can open up in your life? Like what you can really accomplish? Who can you really be? Living at your highest potential incorporates all four of these parts of wellness.
And that is where we can really start to see how every other area of your life can completely transform. Just like Dan mentioned, having that ability to tap into these parts of you that you may not even be aware of exist and are, you may not even be aware of how well they can operate when you're fully taking care of them. And you can start to see how, again, if you own a business, how it impacts the bottom line of your business, or if you're in a career, how it impacts your ability to perform at a higher level, or in your relationship, how you show up more powerfully and becomes so much more meaningful, or even with your relationship with yourself, how you really start to discover and explore and love yourself more fully and what that does for everything else. So with all of that being said, such a powerful, powerful episode for you guys. I really hope that y'all are starting to see just how much you taking the time to really, number one, take care of your physical health, but even more importantly, do the emotional work so that you can operate at a higher level mentally and tap into more of your spiritual self and really the benefits of doing that in every area of your life.
So your task for this episode, I want you to take a real hard look at your wellness in all four of these areas, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And note where you're doing really well, where your wellness is high, right? And then also note where it might be improved. Where is the greatest room for improvement here? And it might be in physical, could be in emotional, could be mental, spiritual, you know, anyone. But pick one, the one that with the greatest room for improvement, and then start intentionally improving it, knowing also that all of them are related to each other. So perhaps maybe your spiritual health has the greatest room for improvement, but you've identified that you just haven't been able to focus on it because, you know, maybe your physical health isn't where it needs to be, or maybe your emotional health isn't where it needs to be. So then kind of pick up the clues and then start working on it, whether it's changing your habits, getting a little bit more knowledgeable about what you can do for yourself, buying a book or a program, or hiring a coach, whatever it might be for you to make that improvement. But start really thinking about it and create action steps so that you can systematically improve all four areas of wellness by repeating this exercise over and over again. Start it now.
And with that being said, as y'all dive in, feel free to, again, share with us your transformations. We love, love, love hearing about it. And if you need support, again, we're here for you. That's it's a big part of what we do, is really working with our clients to, number one, empower themselves both mentally and emotionally, but even more so how that impacts every other area of their life and business. So with that being said, sending y'all so much love, and we will see you on the next episode.
Oh, and one more thing, guys. If you're digging these episodes, please do us a big favor. Hop on and give us a review, right? You can drop us a 5-star review. Let us know what you really think. Let us know what you want to hear. If there's some other stuff as well that you'd like us to delve into, if you've got any questions, let us know. We want to make sure that we're sending you the highest quality kinds of information and tools and techniques and strategies you're addressing the things that you really care about. So let us hear what you have to think. Until next time, ciao.